Hello everyone, welcome to the 80208 podcast. My name is Julie and I will be your host for this episode. Today we are talking to one of the biggest clubs on campus, the DU Dungeons & Dragons Club.
Hi, my name is Hannah Renee Bumgarner. I'm going to be the upcoming president of the DU Dungeons & Dragons Club.
So, what is the DU Dungeons & Dragons Club?
Well, boy, I'm so glad you asked. The DU Dungeons & Dragons Club is the, well, for one thing, one of the biggest clubs on campus. We are the biggest club that meets on a regular basis. We meet every Friday. And we are just over 100 nerds that get into the engineering school building, and we sit around and we play tabletop role-playing games, many of which are the Dungeons & Dragons, one of the most popular ones that everyone knows about. But we also have the Fate system, we do the Call of Cthulhu, we do Monster of the Week, and many others. So yeah.
Do you already have to know how to play D&D to join?
You can be a complete beginner. We have a lot of people, especially fall quarter, that come in, usually freshmen, but we even people who have been like, I've always wanted to play but never had a group, you can definitely come in. We have a ton of people who are willing to be DMs, which are dungeon masters or game masters, who essentially run the role-playing game, and a lot of them are very willing to teach newcomers how to play. We have people who have never played before, and we have people who have been playing since they were in diapers. Like, it's really a good mix.
What type of campaigns do you guys run?
We run all sorts of types of campaigns. I think most of which, again, like I said, are Dungeons & Dragons, the most recent 5th edition. But we do have other campaigns that run different game systems and different game genres and types. We have ones that are very serious, like high fantasy, Lord of the Rings, we're like in it, we're here, we're Game of Thrones, cutthroat. Like, but then we have others where you are killing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because you were hired to be the god of death under the disguise of a pizza maker. So it's really whatever campaign. There's a lot of variety. I want to say we have about 20, maybe just a little under 20 different games running right now, all with different sizes of, like, different numbers of players, and yeah, it's a good time.
What if you don't have any dice to play with?
If you don't have dice, we actually have dice. The club itself has dice and maps. We have access. This is new. I can share this. We have access to all the game, the official published by Wizards of the Coast books, like every module that they've published. So if you don't know how to play, if you want to just pick up a campaign and go, but you don't want to like write one, we have those online now. And yeah, our club has access to them, which, oh my God, those books are expensive. they'll usually run you like $60, $70 a book. But we have them now for the club. So we have the materials. We're really just trying to make it as accessible as possible so people can make friends and enjoy D&D and don't have to worry about assembling a group.
Nice. How do you join?
Okay, so we have a website, doodad.org. We shorten our name to Doodad because DU Dungeons & Dragons is a bit of a mouthful. So DUDAD.org. And then usually towards the end of the quarter, we have signups for the next quarter's campaigns. I recommend starting at the beginning of a quarter. I think it's just the easiest way, and like going through the registration. We do take some walk-ins to an extent, but of course we have to check with the people running the games to make sure they're comfortable reintegrating somebody who hasn't been there into their adventure. So it can be a little tricky to walk in mid-quarter, but it's definitely possible.
Can you give us some little snippets of campaigns that are running at the moment?
Like the little bits and pieces? Sure. So, like, the campaign I'm in right now, the original premise was that we were trying to deliver bakery ingredients to a town for an upcoming festival. They have, like, an award-winning baker, but his recipe is highly sought after by the biscotti Illuminati. And so it was our task to protect the ingredients and make sure that no hobgoblins came and stole them and stole the secrets. And so things like that. So that's one of them. We have worlds where you literally become like Greek gods. We've had worlds where you are mailmen in the galaxy. I ran that one, and that was one that was a lot of fun, where you had to carry packages from one planet to the next. But there's a bit of a twist, and I don't want to spoil too much, but let's just say there's more to these packages than meets the eye.
Wink.
And then you have very classic ones that really deal in like high fantasy worlds and things of that nature. So it's like a lot of different stuff.
Here's a little sneak peek of one of the campaigns that are running this quarter.
Another rabbit approaches, says Gailu. Who are these travelers? Welcome to Furryland!
Yeah.
I think that's it. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, so thank you for having me. Thank you for letting me talk about this wacky-ass family. Oh, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, yeah, the whole point of the club is to make new friends and meet new people and, like, forge adventures and, I don't know, there's a lot more to Dungeons and Dragons, I think, than nerds and pocket protectors in their mom's basements. Like, there's a lot of us, and we've really built this giant, goofy family.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of 80208. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please email thedupodcast@gmail.com. We hope you tune in again soon.